Andhra Pranams for joining us live from Vrindavan. So the Guru Dev is
Guru Dev chanting his invocation. A devotee to all the devotees all over the world. First of all, I am offering my respect to my most respectable Guru Padma and Leela Pravishna Ashtapad. Ashtapad Sishma Bhakti Bhagavan Krishna Bhakti Maharaj Street. I offer my innumerable obeisances. Shri Damodar Ashtapad. Reading the second shloka of Shri Damodar Ashtapad. Yesterday I spoke that Krishna he has broken the yogurt pot. Because of this offense, he is being chastised by his mother. Krishna is running and Mother Yashoda is chasing him from behind. The yogis with their pure hearts and deep meditation, they can't even come in contact with him. But Mother Yashoda here, she is running faster than Krishna, and from back she held him. Holding him, she is holding his left hand by the right hand and by the right hand. And in the right hand she has a stick. Shall I hit you? She is asking.
So, Chandra, Pandarambo, Pagam.
You restless, friends of the monkeys. This person who has created some millions of universes, he is being chastised by his mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And now he shows fear for Yashoda. He said, "Don't hit me, mother. Rudanta Mohur Netra. Yugma Mridantam Paramhuda Yugmena Sapanta Netra." He's crying profusely. His tears flowing from his eyes. Now he's rubbing his eyes. Just like a child with closed fists. He's running. He's rubbing his eyes. And the tears mixed with kajal is flowing from his eyes, from his cheeks, on his chest, like Ganga and Yamuna rivers. Mother Yashoda is feeling compassion towards Krishna, but she is thinking, if I do not chastise him now, then he will be spoiled. And then he will become big, then he will develop very bad habits. Because he is my son, so I must chastise him.
Krishna Bhagavan,
Krishna has shown the stick and he moves back in fear. Oh mother, don't hit me. The mother is now wondering that if I leave him now, maybe he might go in the forest. So, she is called all the Saptapatis, and she is thinking that this Upal, this grinding motor was part of his offense. And Krishna himself is offended. He says, bring the rope from the home, but first she had a rope tying her hair, a silken thread, a silken rope. She tried to tie Krishna on the waist of Krishna and she wanted to tie him to this grinding motor, but Krishna's waist is same size, 12 fingers, and he has a belt of gold decorating his waist. But when she tries to tie him, it is 2 fingers too short to silk and rope. Now she joins this with the ropes brought by the gopis, but every time it is 2 times too short. It is not becoming short 1 finger or 2-3 fingers. No, it is only becoming 2 fingers too short. The gopis are laughing now. They say that in his destiny it is not written that he would be bound. You may take birth, maybe this life, maybe 10 lives, but still you will not be able to bind him. Her face becomes red with all the effort that she has done to tie him up. But the rope is still falling, 2 fingers, 2 shots. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes about this, that why it is 2 fingers short always?
Krishna
is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessor of all potencies. Yogmaya resides with him always. His opulence. Now, she does not want Yashoda mother to bind him. These sakhas are waiting outside for me to play with the cows. The cows will not give milk. There will be no play today. The cows will not give milk. And all the sakhas will be waiting for me. So, he doesn't want to be bound. Now, this inconceivable pastime of his, the rope becoming short by 2 fingers always, Mother Yashoda is now taking a vow, but not today, not tomorrow. Even if I have to spend all my life, I will tie him up. He's my son. Now she is becoming very tired and also desperate. Then out of desperation, she begins to call out to Lord Narayan. Oh Narayan, oh Lord, he is my son, taking birth from me. Krishna, now by his mercy, he accepted being bound by the mother. Krishna is thinking, oh, mother is making so much effort. She's become so tired. And in front of these satis, she's embarrassed and she can't show her face or embarrassment to her friends, and she's very worried because of this. When he saw this, then by his own mercy, he immediately accepted to be bound by his mother. When he accepted this, immediately Mother Yashoda was able to bind him. Nobody can control Krishna, but only by who has domination, like Rupa Sanatana, always chanting 6 number of rounds every day, forgetting about their other material comforts, sleeping, eating. These 6 Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and others, they would chant their 6 number of rounds every day. Hadas Thakur had decided 300,000 names every day while chanting one sri, lost consciousness, and after a long time remembering, meditating on Krishna's pastime, he lost consciousness. Now after a long time when he came back to consciousness, he's thinking, oh, I've still not completed my rounds. If by chanting the Lord's names, you develop or you manifest Krishna's pastime in your heart, and if you chant your bhajan in this manner, Krishna's heart will melt, and by this, his melting of his heart, he will come under your control. Once Mahaprabhu said, He's describing about the Markat Nyaya, and like the cat, it is taking its kitten in its mouth, and no harm comes to this kitten. But a rat, when it comes in its mouth, it is death personified, this very cat. We may think that, oh, Krishna is all merciful, we will leave everything. We are completely surrendered to Krishna. No bhajan we will do. One is, no, I have to perform bhajan. Like the monkey, when the child is clinging to the mother monkey, then it jumps. But if the child is not clinging to the mother, then it just jump away, thinking that, oh, such child is useless. So, one person fallen in the well, now he has to come out of the well. He cannot come out of this well unless until somebody outside of this well will pull him out. Krishna's mercy, Lord's mercy is present everywhere. Like this person fallen in the well. Krishna's mercy is present everywhere, but only by our sadhana and bhajan will we be able to be pulled out of this well. Krishna can come under our control only, will attract his mercy only by performing our sadhana and bhajan. This is a secret that all those pastimes present in Golok Vrindavan, he comes to meditate on this planet also, hearing these pastimes. his Vatsalya Bhav is awakened towards his devotees. This is the Swarup, the spiritual entity of the person is realized. Those who are in Sakya Bhav, they will manifest Sakya Bhav in their heart. Those who are in Vatsalya Bhav or in Madhurya Bhav, they will manifest such moods, Guru Panjari, etc., their bhavs of Madhurya. How will we get attracted to Krishna? How will we develop our love towards Krishna? This is the only process of Rupanu Bhajan. Through this only Krishna comes under control. As long as one has attachment towards the material sense enjoyment, material facilities, one should develop attachment towards Krishna and Krishna only, and towards his associates. Taking the subordination of his associates, serving them, following them and meditating them, and by the mind, and serving them by the body, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, etc. We have to perform our bhajan sadhan in that manner. Only then can Krishna come under our control. Translation. Namodar Maharaj.
Tomorrow, this class, or in 10 last time, so I'm not fine. Krishna said, why two fingers? Because one, two, three, or ten. We should know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, like Bhagavata, Shastimali, the center of all unlimited poetry. The monastery is poetry, Yogi Maya, always fulfills his desire. Krishna is king, now he's only two times the ground. Because many friends are waiting to play with me, and I was from the child of waiting to be ill. Therefore, if I am violent now, then I shall play with my friends who are waiting. Therefore, Krishna, I try to help you. He's supposed to be of opulence, the meaning, understood Krishna's desire not to be bound, and Krishna could not be bound. But now his mother was praying, opened her eyes, I speak to them to you. Today and tomorrow, even if it takes me many lifetimes, I must find my son. Therefore, last Krishna's heart knows that Kripya Ananda makes him of them. Krishna, by his own mercy, allowed himself to be bound. Of Krishna's unlimited qualities, the quality which is the great jewel of all other qualities, he is quality of Bhagavan's holy God, Krishna's affectionate nature towards his devotees. Therefore, Krishna seeing Hare Krishna's heart is ever, his heart melted by his Bhagavan's God, and by his own mercy, he allows himself to be bound. Therefore, we should try to be like Mother Soda or Rupa Sanatana. How are those mothers of such a good and another family of the Nikolo Sunday and so? Nikola Hala 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 For Haridas Thakur, chanted three lines of Haridas every day. Even though it was funny, it did not chant three lines every day, it was the name of chant, they would remember the pastimes of Krishna and become conscious. Still, they performed a big number of chanting. They will have to follow the Guru Goswami's advice. Nama Rupa Chaitanya Sukhidananda, Kriyo Kaneha, Rasanama, and Kimi Yoga. We'll have to chant the name in a regulated manner. So when Krishna sees our heart and ever, our bhajan, then we pass more milk. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, some relatives of Ramanuja Sampradaya presented a question to him. Because there are two philosophies, Mahajanyana and Mahajanyana, for the cat body and the monkey body. The cat, the baby chicken, does not perform any endeavor on it. Like a little piece of lettuce and a cat, the mother cat carries it everywhere, he does not do anything. With the monkey, it's just the opposite. The monkey, baby monkey, has to catch hold of the mother, the mother jumps from tree to tree, and the baby uses useful energy to catch hold of the mother. There was no evil thing, we should be like the cat, no evil brother, and the mother, we should not do everything possible. And some people think, oh, my own austerity, I will achieve my own. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, the truth lies between these two. We cannot find one man by our sadhana. But by doing sadhana and bhagavan's heart itself, then we can be captured by us. Therefore, one finger is our one endeavor, and one finger is the mercy of bhagavan. Therefore, as the Bhagavan's mercy is everywhere, but not performing some other than we can capture. Therefore, why Krishna performs such wonderful leaders and gives us such secret teaching? We should know that the pastimes performed in Goloka Vrindavan, those very pastimes have come to the material world. And if we hear them, then what will happen? According to the eternally perfect nature, in our soul, by hearing these pastimes, that will awaken within. Therefore, that person who is still above, eternally perfected, goes towards Krishna, you know, by Sadhu Rama, or parental affection. So they hear these pastimes and feeling the parental affection will awaken the heart towards Krishna. Those who are eternal, father, like Sadhu Rama, or Shower Point, when they hear these, something wrong with the way, or responding, one is never to protect the nation, to do it wrong, like group of nothing from Johnny, that's the way by doing this, I mean, therefore, it's rather good button. What is good button? Krishna control only by that. But by doing Krishna control, that person has no attachment to this world, and it is full attachment and only to Krishna. That person can mind me. Therefore, by hearing of the leader, the perfect attitude of the eternally perfected presence of the Lord Vrindavan, that's all Krishna.
My life is gone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
The Bhakpranams, that'll end our webcast for today. We'll see you 12 hours from now. Jai Shri.